I'm telling you, in your life, I ain't gonna be much longer. In your life, when you believe in God for something, don't be moved. The devil's gonna come, he's gonna speak in your ear, he's gonna bring a thought to your mind. That's all he got, y'all. That's all he got. Listen, he got offense, and he can try to persuade you to say something out of your mouth. If he can get you in offense, get you mad with somebody, your faith ain't gonna work because you ain't forgave somebody. It won't work. And if he can get you to say the wrong thing out of your mouth and get you into doubt and unbelief, he got you. That's all he got. That's all. But if you'll stand, if you will stand, I'm telling you, you're going to see the victory every time. Look, when Paris had that wreck on her bike, I was in the backyard, and all of a sudden I heard some screaming. So I took her back through the house, and Toy's like, what is that? I said, I don't know. So we ran out. And we was running kind of up to the driveway, and Princess and Cameron was running to her, and Paris was crying, and she got up and like somebody beat my baby with a baseball bat. I'm talking about. I had to take a step back just for a minute. I'm like, oh my goodness. And Princess and Cameron, oh, Paris, ah! I said, everybody calm down. They were just, ah, Paris! Boy, it was a madhouse out there for a second. I said, calm down. So I picked Paris up. I mean, I was covered in blood. She was covered in blood. Her little tooth was just hanging, and all the skin was off her nose and lip, and meat was showing on her forehead, and blood. I mean, just blood everywhere. And I mean, so we took her to the house and got her to rinse off, and we said, Tori and I said, listen, y'all, stop crying. We're going to pray. We know what to do. We weren't being moved now. We said, we know what to do. And I remember, I'm going to take a side note real quick. Brother Copeland was teaching his message. He had a friend that liked to fly airplanes like he does. And the guy had one of those propeller airplanes. And to make a long story short, he was doing something to check it. And the thing kicked on and hit him in the face, the propeller now, and almost cut his nose off. And it was hanging on just by a little piece of meat and skin. His nose just hanging. He said he felt himself leaving out of his body. He said, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And he'll come back. And they finally called the ambulance, and they called Brother Copeland. Brother Copeland said he was just so happened to be in town. And so he met the guy at the hospital. And the guy said, you know, look, he said, you know, it's a miracle you're alive. That was the doctor. I can't believe you're alive. He said, you're going to find the best plastic surgeon because, you know, this bone is broke, your nose barely hanging on, this, whatever. And to make a long story short, God told him, he said, now this is what I want you to say. Brother Copeland said, I inquire you, Lord, what do I need to say concerning the situation? He said, speak to his nose and tell him that the name of Jesus is above every name. Therefore, it's above cut, broke bones all on your nose. And he told me, he said, now this is what the Lord said. He said, the name of Jesus is above every name. Cut face, cut nose, broken skull is a name. It's above that. They began to confess that. And they had him wrapped up. No joke now. They took him back to the, had to go to another hospital. When they doctor took the things off, that man nose was back together, no broken bones. And the guy just praised God in the hospital. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So when Paris was bleeding and bloody, and that's what the Lord prompted me to do. I looked at Toya, and she's like, we both knew at the same time. We said, yeah, let's do it. We said, Paris, we said, the name of Jesus is above every name. Skin off the nose, off the lip, busted tooth, what everything, the name of Jesus is above that. We said that skin will repair itself, and it'll be better than it was before in Jesus' name. And Paris, she was in the mirror, she's like, Daddy, is this real life? I said, baby, it's real life. Ah! I said, Lord Jesus. In prison, she said, Paris, I seen this on TV, and it's going to be all right, because I seen it on TV, it worked out all right. I said, oh, no, what she talking about? So we got in the truck, and because I'm covered in blood, and we start the truck up in Paris, and Paris said, she said, Daddy, I shouldn't have this kind of life, my life, Daddy. I'm like, Paris, you got a good life. She said, Daddy, I just shouldn't have this kind of life, all my life. I'm like, oh, Lord, let me get this girl to the doctor, something. And we just prayed in the truck. We prayed. We got there, no broken bones. Now, let me tell you, she started hitting. All that I saw it at his worst, when she was in the hospital, I mean, you know, all kind of Stuff start forming on the nose and lip. I mean, it turned real white, big puffy stuff. I saw all that. And I knew it was healing because, we had confirmation. You know, I called Dad on the way. Daddy, this is what's happening. All right, we green. All right, good. And so a couple days later, she get out the next day. She really like somebody beat up, swole lip, eye black. I mean, just really like somebody beat up. And I mean, I could have went to jail. No, I ain't do that now. I ain't been beat my baby up. So we took a hold to the word and took authority of the thing. And we at peace. So, after we came to church, Daddy prayed for again. And he said, I just joined my faith with theirs. It's done in Jesus' name. That was it. So by Tuesday, it's still healing, starting to scab over. And it was turning real white. It was looking kind of gross. And all of a sudden, the devil spoke to me. He said, Therese, he said, when it heals up, it's going to be deformed. It's going to be all thick, and it's not going to look right. And I knew immediately. I said, okay. I knew immediately. Because let me tell you something. The devil...